So good morning then, and welcome back to Thought for Today. We're going to be looking today at John chapter 17, and we're going to be looking particularly at verses 7 and 8. And as we do that, we're going to ask that the Lord speaks to us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you now, we thank you that you are a God who delights to help us to understand your word. And so we pray that as we come to it now, that you would open it for us, that you'd help us to see how it applies to our lives, that we would see the wonder of Christ, that we would be caught up with just the joy of knowing you. And so we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let me read John chapter 17 and verses 7 and 8. Now they know that everything that you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words that you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. So then it's interesting to note that Jesus is as much informing us of his mission in this prayer as he is interceding for us to his Father. It is very much a high priestly prayer, that Jesus, with Jesus representing the Father to us and us to the Father. Well, in the section that we're looking at this morning, foremost in Jesus' mind are his disciples, those who are around him as he prays. And yet what he says could easily apply to us. So what is he saying in today's verses? Well, Jesus, in his role of revealing the Father to his disciples, has enabled them to see that he is not some new deity acting independently of the Father, but that in actual fact he is doing the Father's will. And he tells us back in John chapter 6, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of those that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." So as Jesus came to his people, he needed to show them from their own scripture, from the words that the Father had already given, that he was who he said he was. And there was a big hurdle to get over in the minds of many because of the Shema, the prayer that would have been prayed by all of the Jews. That is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verses 4 and 5. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." And it carries on. It's why when many of the rulers of Jesus' day heard him claim to be the Son of God, that they were horrified and thought him blasphemous. By claiming to come from God, to be equal with God, by implying that he was more than human, he was challenging all that they believed. It's wonderful, isn't it, when you get to the account in Luke 24 and verse 27, where Jesus is on the road with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and he opens up the scriptures, and this is what it says: "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explains to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." You see, Jesus was using the word that God had given to show that he is the one who had been promised. He is the one that was sent. He was God's son and also the Messiah, the promised one. Now, all through Jesus's ministry, he constantly refers back to the scriptures, showing how he is the one promised of God. He is constantly showing how he is the one who fulfills the word of God. He does that numerous times as he teaches in the synagogues. And now we ourselves can check out many scriptures that help us to see that Jesus is indeed the promised one. You could go right back to Genesis. You could come to Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers, and he will crush your head and you will strike his heel." So there was coming one who would deal with the evil one, and Jesus Christ fulfills that. And then there are multiple other verses, but we go to Isaiah, and in Isaiah we read those verses that we so often read around Christmas: "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child, and he will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, God with us." There is an understanding that God was coming to rescue his people. Or Isaiah 9:6-7, as to who the Christ would be, his deity: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And then it goes on to tell us that he will rule with righteousness and justice. Well, John himself tells us that at the beginning of this gospel, that Jesus is the very Word of God become flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, And the Word was God, and He was God in the beginning. And then it carries on in verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So back in verse 3 of John 17, we saw that the only way to eternal life is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. All this Jesus has done, and the disciples have believed. They have accepted that Jesus Christ is the one who God sent. So the big question, I suppose, this morning is, have you accepted who the Lord Jesus Christ is? Have you understood that He is the one promised who would come and deal with our sin problem? Have you accepted that you need to return to Him in repentance and seek Him as your Lord and Saviour? Well, if it is the case that you've already done that, then thank the Lord that it is possible to know with certainty that Jesus is the one sent from God to rescue us. Many are confused as to the way to God. Many are confused as to the way into His presence, where you do not need to be. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can be certain. Rejoice that God has made Jesus known. Let's pray. Loving Father, we thank You that we know Jesus. We thank You that we can know Him and know with certainty that He was sent from You. And we thank You and praise You that that means that we have eternity, which is ours because of Him. And so we praise You for that. We ask, Lord, that this day that we would rejoice as those who know the Lord Jesus Christ and know that eternity is ours because You have sent Him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.